Well, obviously, somebody in the industry made it yesterday morning or afternoon or whatever it was. Quite honest, it's rather disgusting that somebody in our business doesn't have the respect of the players like they should.
Can you talk about the mechanics of the deal and moving Ole out and the guys you get back?
Well, it's I think two areas. Number one is it gives us some financial flexibility, and it gives us some balance in our forwards.
Daryl, you've got six new players, I guess, and that many
Seven,
skating.
counting
Seven.
Michael.
Yeah, okay. How difficult is it to implement that many new people, 56 games into a regular season, or is it?
Well, quite honestly, I haven't been very happy with our season, so that's why we are doing it. So, I think it puts a little bit of onus on our leadership group, our veteran group, and go from there. I mean, it's really when you break it out, Roger. It's I think we have six till the break, right? So, I don't think I'd have been too crazy about doing it after the break, with just a couple of days in there. So, I think this is a better situation, if there is a better one.
Daryl, Alex, you're comfortable with after some of the talk? We don't know facts, but we've heard that he wasn't sure about coming here. Are you comfortable where it sits right now?
Absolutely. Obviously, you don't make that deal, right? Simple. Quite happy with it.
Why will he work here when it didn't work for him in New York, Daryl? I think he was a healthy scratch 8 of the last 9.
You know what? I don't really. I think players, different situations, different environments. You know, from even being in Calgary here, that it doesn't work for some guys. Just look at Ole. I mean, Ole worked his tail off here and was never really accepted by anyone. So, just doesn't work in some situations. I think that I was fine with the way I Cold League played in Edmonton, and Lindy and Darcy are in Buffalo. We're real happy with them, and they couldn't keep him just because of salary demands at that time. So, I think it fills a void in our team.
What about Chris Higgins?
I think it's really similar. I think that he's had a tough time in New York. You know, some guys go home and have a tough time. And I think that this is a good fit for him, too. I think he's our type of player.
His track record is very good in Montreal. I mean, do you just think the environment change and opportunity here will be good for him?
Who knows, right? I mean, I think he's our type of player.
Yeah,
sorry, you guys.
How much of this is also a message to add the rest of the guys here that these are the changes now?
Well, I think what
here.
Gets covered up in Randy is, everybody talks about players going out and not about players going in. I think that I think our team's capable of a lot more. I think that probably other than Kipper, our team has probably not played up to standards. And you know what? It's not necessarily a message, but I expect a lot. I expect our team to be a hardworking team, number one. And I think there's times where that hasn't happened.
With the changes that you've made, and I know you're never one to tip your hand as to future plans or whatever, but with the changes that you made and the number of bodies that you've brought in, is it a situation where you give some time to see what it looks like, or is there stuff potentially ahead? How do you feel about the roster you have in place as of today?
Well, I think what we did this week, as I said, has given us some flexibility with our in our payroll now and moving forward. So, I think you just got to see how it plays out. I think there's a really good, when you do it on paper, it's a pretty good mix. So, really now the responsibility becomes that of the player himself, and time is not necessarily on our side. And I think that, as I said, the break, I don't think I would have wanted to do this after the break. I think the break gives you the 6 games and then that time to really work together.
Alex had flight problems today, your second break.
Oh, yeah, geez. Flight was canceled this morning, and then he hooked up. He doesn't get in here till late tonight.
What's the again? I don't know how much of this you will or will not talk about, but there's talk listening to the radio on the way in about a meeting with leadership and some of the captains on the team and whatnot. if that happened, and what the message from the GM to the leadership group on this team?
I think it goes back to one of the other questions is you know, when you have that many new faces, it's important that, and it's pretty much a younger group coming in, other than Jamal and Alice. So, you know, they're looking for that clear picture too. So it usually comes from, I know from being a player and being a coach, it usually comes from that veteran group.
Brent has said on a few occasions about the culture in the room has to change. I wanted to ask your thoughts on that. Where do you feel that's at?
Well, we just made significant changes. I don't know what that really means. I think that, you know, we just feel we've been a really good team. We want to continue to be a really good team, and we've made a lot of changes in that area from a philosophy standpoint. But I think that the players can give us some more too.
In the game last night, he wasn't too impressed with that game against the Flyers. There you go. That's Daryl Sutter, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Brent Sutter is the head coach of the Calgary Flames. He spoke to the media today, not only about the new guys, but also about practice and getting them ready and the game last night. He wasn't too impressed with that game against the Flyers.
I'd be a lot more happier today if we won last night. So, and just not the fact that we didn't win. It's how we played last night was certainly disappointing. But today's a new day, and we got the bodies here. Kolek will be in later today, and we'll get this thing going. This will be our team.
Can you talk about the individuals that are coming in? First of all, Chris Higgins, who was here today. You saw him obviously in the East, and he had his best years in Montreal. What do you need from him?
Well, you know, he's a strong guy. He's a really good skater. He's a good penalty killer. He's one of those players that's a heavy player in a sense that he plays heavy, like he plays hard, like he's a well put together guy. He's a solid winger, and he's certainly someone that can fit into our top nine forward group.
Alish Kotalik.
Alish is I didn't see much last year, obviously with him being in Edmonton and obviously this year with the Rangers, but when he was at Buffalo, he was a really effective player. He's got good skills. He works hard. He can shoot the puck a ton. Big man. He's a big guy. And now it's just him coming here and letting him play and letting him play his game. And because I know in Buffalo the way he played, and he was a very effective player there. And whatever's transpired this year is, I don't know, and it's irrelevant really right now because we need him to come in and be a good player for us.
Looked a little bit like training camp out there, a lot of teaching going on. So how do you get these guys all on the same page in a hurry?
Well, I think that it's got to come from just not from the coaches, but it's also got to come from the group inside too, that the players have been here and helping all those guys out and what we are and how we play. And again, I've said it numerous times, when we're playing like we can, we're in a very, very hockey team. And when we lack that, well, I'm going to use three things. There's three things. It's like last night, we lacked work ethic, we lacked intensity, and we lacked emotion. And bottom line, and we can't accept that. That's unacceptable. And we obviously need to figure that out very quickly.
Is that the message to your leadership group too, that it's time for them to take over that and make sure that's not an issue again?
Well, it's been a message that's been there all year, and but at some point it's got a clue in here. And last night again, it was that was an embarrassing loss last night, and I'm not happy the way we played at home, and that's not the way we want to see our team play. That's not the way we're supposed to play, and every game's like playoff hockey. It doesn't matter who you play. It's a tough game, and you gotta put it out there, and it's got to start from top and work its down, you know, work itself right through the whole club. And but those guys certainly have to be guys that are helping push that through, or it's, you know, or you're, you know, it's like beating your head against a wall. If it's you know, we can preach and talk until we're blue in the face and show and get mad and upset and pat guys in the back and all that stuff, but at some point it's like, you know, let's respond to this and let's get it going, because that's what's going to allow us to have success, and any other way is not going to.